But first up on the Metro, as many of us may know, there are things in this world and our society you simply cannot do alone. A support system is needed. Here on the Metro, we've had the opportunity to talk about these communities and ecosystems that are built up to support and grow those around them. Created by Flint native David Tarver, the Detroit-based Urban Entrepreneurship Initiative aims to provide that support system for professionals looking to grow businesses within their communities. Joining us on the phone is David Tarver. Tarver is the founder of Urban Entrepreneurship Initiative and a faculty member with the University of Michigan Center for Entrepreneurship. David, welcome to the Metro.
Hello.
Hello.
Glad to be here.
Thank you. So, you published Proving Ground, a memoir, back in 2012, and it established the Urban Entrepreneurship Initiative in 2014, which later turned into the corporation in 2015. Why did you decide to start this initiative?
Yes. Well, Proving Ground talked about my previous technology entrepreneurship experience. But in coming back to Michigan, I did that work in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And coming back to Michigan in 2007, getting involved with the University of Michigan, I saw how these cities in Michigan, like Detroit and Flint and Saginaw and so forth, looked very different from how they looked when I was growing up in Flint in the 1960s. And it seemed like there was a lack of entrepreneurial energy, innovation, investment. And I wanted to turn that around. So I started Urban Entrepreneurship Initiative in 2014 to place the focus on innovation and entrepreneurship that benefits cities and improves the quality of life for people in cities.
And, you know, the phrase, a seat at the table, how does the Urban Entrepreneurship Initiative make this a reality for small businesses within their communities?
Yes, well, we don't just deal with small businesses. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that businesses of all sizes are developing products and services that improve the quality of life for urban residents, and particularly now, with this acceleration and explosion in new technologies, we feel like it's a crucial time to make sure that these technologies work for urban communities. So we work with small businesses, startup businesses, medium-sized businesses, large businesses. We think that wherever these urban innovators are, we want to empower them to be more effective in developing solutions for cities like Detroit.
Yeah, so urban innovators, because I like the term there. So what is that term or the definition of urban innovators?
Basically, it's people who are developing solutions to problems or needs that exist in an urban community. And they might be things in, you know, that we're already talking about, familiar with, like mobility and health. But it can also relate to things like culture and retail services and community engagement. There are several categories of community vitality that need to be at a certain standard for a city to be livable. And there are opportunities for entrepreneurs to produce products and services in each of these areas that will not only have them, experience some prosperity as a result, but to also feel like they're doing a good thing for the community. So it's a kind of do well by doing good.
David Tarver, we're chatting with David Tarver right now, the president and founder of Urban Entrepreneurship Initiative, as well a faculty member at the University of Michigan. So as we continue to talk about urban innovators and urban innovation in general, distinctly different from general business entrepreneurship, you wrote that. So what's the difference between the two of urban innovation and general business entrepreneurship?
Well, again, as we advocate and practice, there are some differences, but there are a lot of similarities. So we talk about urban entrepreneurship. We're still talking about for-profit businesses. We're talking about for-profit businesses because those businesses are sustainable. They grow. They can develop products and services that not only serve people here, but can be exported to other places and result in more prosperity coming back to the communities where they are developed. So, as I say, there are a lot of similarities, but the difference is that there's a clear focus on improving the quality of life for urban residents, not just business in general, but businesses that improve the quality of life for people in cities.
So as an educator at U of M, how fast is the curriculum changing right now due to the growth in technology? Like you said, just this explosion that we're seeing right now and everything just rapidly changing. How fast is that curriculum changing?
There's a lot of innovation going on in the urban environment, in the university environment. Ever since I got there, there's been a lot of change. And by the way, you know, I'm supported in this work by the University of Michigan College of Engineering and the Center for Entrepreneurship. They provided great support for what we're doing from the beginning. You know, university environment is changing with the advent of a lot of online tools and more recently with the advent of artificial intelligence tools. And so there's a lot of change there. But, you know, the thing is, when you have people who are innovators and people who are skilled at what they do, they're more receptive to that kind of change and innovation. And so it's a pretty fertile environment for the kinds of rapid advances that we're seeing.
Yeah, so being from Flint yourself, returning in 2007 and then just everything that's happened in Flint with it just in the growth that we've seen from not just only Detroit, but the Flint area as well, trying to restore their water, is just restore the community, and then as well as Pontiac. So when we think about cities like this, how do you see them being placed within the tech ecosystem in Metro Detroit and in Michigan in a larger sense?
Well, again, I think there are a lot of opportunities for these cities, but I think there has to be a coordinated strategy to be effective in growing the cities. We have a lot of work to do. You know, Detroit has come back a long way, particularly in certain areas and downtown. But as you know, if you look at the broader area, there are a lot of needs. And same thing is true to a greater extent, even in a place like Flint. So I think that if we focus on what the needs of those communities are and look at different kinds of products and services that entrepreneurs can develop here that solve problems in these communities that we're intimately familiar with, we can build businesses that are actually financially successful and that actually export products and services to other places. And we have a tremendous opportunity to do that.
And with the younger generation that you're interacting with, especially at U of M, are you running into kids knowing the tech part of the industry but not much the business? Or what are some of the things that you're learning from the younger generation as you're teaching them?
Boy, that's an excellent question. These young people at University of Michigan have a lot of expertise. They have deep expertise in whatever it is they're studying, whether it be information theory or engineering or business. What they often don't have is a familiarity with urban communities and the needs of urban communities. And so we do a tour, for example, every semester we bring the students in the urban entrepreneurship course to University of Michigan. We spend a whole day. They can see different aspects of the community, talk to community members, talk to entrepreneurs, and they often cite that as the best aspect of the course, gaining some of that familiarity, because we have to marry the expertise that we see in places like University of Michigan and our other great universities with the needs that we have in these urban communities and with the people in the urban communities, so we can team up and really solve some of these long-standing issues.
Yeah, oftentimes you'll see data is being collected on communities or people or cultures, and oftentimes the data is there, but the actual interpersonal connection is lacking a little bit.
So, absolutely. Mm-hmm. There is no substitute for engagement, for immersion in the community. You can't just go and ask people a bunch of questions and get a bunch of data. You have to experience it firsthand. And I think that's one of the things that the students take away from my course.
Mm-hmm. So once again, just going back to urban entrepreneurship, the initiative, starting it back up, the support from U of M and the support from of other entities. What are some of the biggest things that you're going to be working towards as you go forward with the initiative with the Urban Entrepreneurship Initiative, excuse me, and some of the things that you're hoping that we see developing within these communities?
Yeah, so we're really putting in place a member model now. Before, we were a total volunteer organization, and we were advocating for urban entrepreneurship and trying to get people involved, and I think we did a good job of that. We had, for example, when WeWork was a big deal. We had the CEO, the co-CEO of WeWork here at our symposium back in 2015, and subsequent to that visit, they established 3 locations in Detroit. But as we go forward, we're moving to a more engaged member model where we want to basically sign up urban innovators around the region and around the country and support them and connect them with each other and provide them with the business model information where they can be more successful, provide them with surveys of technologies that are promising that they can get engaged with, and identify for them key problems that exist in different communities that if they have the expertise, they may be able to solve. So this member network is going to be a powerful thing that I think really changes the game for cities.
David Tarver is the founder and president of Urban Entrepreneurship Initiative and a faculty member with the University of Michigan Center for Entrepreneurship. Thank you so much, David, for joining us on the Metro.
Well, thanks for having me. It's been great.
Yeah.